Governor Kim Reynolds's first legislation signed into law this year was the School Supplemental Aid Bill, which will allocate to Iowa schools a 2.5% increase for school spending. The plan gives schools an estimated $159 million in new money. Republican State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's tells of what's in and what is not included in that bill.
That would be an increase of 2.5% across the board. Also, the Senate agreed to the $186 per student increase, and so that comes up to $7,413 per student in the budget. The one area that the Senate did not take up was that the House had voted to give a $19.2 million additional supplemental aid for support staff and that type of thing, and they did not take that up.
State Senator Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center says Democrats were wanting a larger percentage devoted to school funding, but he says that Republicans wanted to be certain that they could pay for the increase and be sustainable.
We ended up with a SSA, which is an increase in the state contribution to K-12 education. We settled on the Senate side an increase of 2.5%. That was we took the House language on that bill up from 2.25%. I will say that the Democrats, you know, criticized what the Republicans did. They feel like they were advocating for 5%, which in my view is an unrealistic, unsustainable number, but certainly that plays well with, you know, public school teachers and public school administrators and school boards. They like hearing those high numbers. But our goal is to try to find something where we fully fund public education, where there's an increase every year, but it's sustainable, that we don't get out on a limb where a year or two or three from now we're going to have to cut state spending for education. And that's why we're trying to be as helpful as we can to the local schools, but at the same time make sure that it's prudent and sustainable.
Other action taken by the State House of Representatives was the passing of the proposed flat tax bill.
We passed that in the House on Wednesday. We had 61 votes. There were three Democrats that voted for it. And you're right, it eventually it's going to get to a 4% tax. And if you stop and think about it, this might be one of the biggest pieces of legislation ever to be passed in the state of Iowa, because it affects everyone.
Jennery calls the passed legislation as being historic.
It really is, I feel, a wonderful thing. It's going to make retirement income tax-free. It can help farmers that wish to rent their land, and that income off of their land rental is also tax-free. It just is, it's a wonderful thing for our state. And it's going to put more money back into the taxpayers. And it's been proven over and over again, if you give people their own money, they're going to reinvest it into the economy. So it just is a really good and very historic bill.
State Representative Jennery will hold another round of town hall meetings today at Kingsley and Pearson. He will be at the Kingsley Community Center beginning at 10 a.m. and at the Pearson Community Hall at 12 noon. The town hall meetings are open to the public. Lamar's Community Board of Education will hold a special meeting scheduled for Tuesday, February 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Education Service Center. The school board will present their initial bargaining position proposal to the Lamar's Education Association. Earlier this week, the teachers, through their chief negotiator, Tracy Wingert, submitted a proposal calling for a 4.04% increase, or an increase of $1,600 in the base salary pay. If approved, the base salary would then be at $41,215. The Education Association is also seeking at least 200 minutes each week for preparation time. If you are looking to go out this evening, you may want to stop by the American Legion Hall, as the Wasmer Post number 241 will have their monthly steak fry. For $20, you can get a ribeye steak with baked potato, corn, Texas toast, salad, and ice cream. The Legionnaires will serve their steak between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Otherwise, the Lamar's Eagles Club will hold its Eagles Charity Night, beginning with a chicken and chop buffet starting at 5 p.m. The auction will follow, with the proceeds going to help the Eagles charities, and following the auction will be Kenny's Karaoke. Pork producers will want to attend a regional swine seminar that is scheduled for Monday, February 21st, to be held at the Sioux County Extension and Outreach offices at Orange City. Swine specialist Dave Stender says that the program will feature three speakers talking all about timely topics. Stender says that he will be teaching the Pork Quality Assurance Program during the morning hours for those pork producers that need to be recertified. Then the regional meeting will begin at 1 p.m. with Dr. Chris Rademacher, the state swine veterinarian, talking about several swine diseases.
Got a great set of speakers, and then this regional meeting, if you're a pork producer, even if you're a crop producer, probably you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to do this, the swine health update, and what's going on at the disease lab, and Dr. Rademacher, our swine extension veterinarian, is going to fill us in. You know, we've got a pretty tough PRRS going on. We still got some PED going on and some other things that he's going to talk about at 1 o'clock.
Following Dr. Rademacher will be Joe Kearns from the Partners for Production Agriculture, and he'll be discussing the many opportunities available to farmers and what the markets are showing.
One of the speakers, is his topic is, this is probably the greatest, I can't remember exactly how he puts the topic, with the greatest opportunity for a long, long time in potentially in the markets, and he's going to outline some moving and shaking that's going on outside of agriculture, where there's billions of dollars being invested, and it has to do something with climate credits, carbon credits, and so they're investing billions of dollars, and it's going to be the bottom line of it. And if you heard him down at the Pork Congress, you've probably heard the similar talk, but he's going to outline a future where acres are going to be battled for, kind of like what happened when the ethanol plants all came in.
After Joe Kearns will be Lee Schultz, Iowa State University Extension Livestock Specialist, talking about the markets for the hogs and the future of the hog markets.
Yep, the hog markets will be covered, as well as the supply chain issue kind of things, and like I said, scarcity versus a shortage kind of discussion, and how you remedy shortages with the higher prices.
The meeting is being co-sponsored by Iowa Pork Producers Association and the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach.